Uh-oh, she's not going to say Blog Talk Radio. There she goes. I'm like, are we starting the show or not? Well, good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. And even though our prompt was a little bit late, we're here. So, Margaret, my co-host, how are you doing?
We are. I'm doing great. It's been very busy. Not with the stuff that I want to be doing, but with, you know, family stuff and obligations. And I have to say, the good news about being kept out of your studio is that you start to really long for it. So, yeah, it's all good. Happy summer solstice.
Thank you. Isn't that wild to think today's the longest day of the year?
Yes.
It's kind of felt like the last 3 days have been the longest days of the year.
Well, I have been waiting for this day because we're going to this wonderful kind of farm-to-table dinner in the field tonight. So, yeah, 75
people.
Oh, how
fun.
Last. I know. I'm very, very excited. So, yeah.
I have vegetables in my backyard. I have tomatoes and berries in my backyard that are farm to mouth. They're not farm to table. They never make it in the house. Just saying.
That's what happens with strawberries around here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So all of your projects are bearing fruit, as it were.
They are. I was picking a lot of tomatoes last night for some turkey burgers I was making. And, yeah, it's super fun to go out there, and every day there's another one. I have zucchini that's like 16 inches long that I promised my boys I would make zucchini bread. So
you don't want to let them get too long or they'll get seedy if they get too big.
I know. I probably let them get too big, but I was so fascinated by how much they were growing.
I love it.
I'm a bad gardener.
You'll be making natural dyes for your paintings or something, you know.
Probably not. But I appreciate the thought.
There you go.
So you're back
right.
in town,
so,
and we can hear you this week, which is really awesome.
I can't believe how awful that was last week. Thank you, New York City. I'm a native New Yorker, so I feel like I can say it. If there's a way to make things more difficult, New York will try to find it.
Oh, really?
And I think so. You know, you try to get from point A to point B, and you have to go through a million pedestrians, half a million cars, and usually a cop telling you to go another way. So I have a question.
Is your son and his family moving out of the city, or are they moving just around in the city?
With mixed feelings, I have to say they have left the city for Westchester County, which is a very typical thing. Because, you know, you make a big choice in the city. You're always paying too much for where you live. But
of course.
It's a premium. They have two children now, and, you know, they were thinking about what schools they wanted, and you know, this for them, this was the right move. Ironically, his commute is the same. And my daughter, who lives on the Upper East Side, he lived way down at the bottom. She lives on the Upper East Side. And she took an Uber home from his house Saturday night. And she said, "Wow, whoever thought I would live closer to you when you left the city?" Because it took her 5 minutes less, and the Uber was $5 cheaper. So
unbelievable.
I think it's a win-win.
It sounds like that's great. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you're the good mother going and helping with all that and the kids and whatnot. So awesome.
Oh.
I've been taking care of my youngest son this week because he's had a concussion, which has been he trains with the national team in volleyball, and he was playing in practice, and kill came over the net from one of his teammates, and it hit him in the side of the head. And he kind of said he knew at the time something was not right. He said he felt like something was going through his brain, which when you hear that as a mother, it makes you cry and freak out. But a long story short, these professional teams are so equipped with the concussion protocol and everything else. And a long story short, he thought he was okay. He came home. He seemed all right. And that happened on a Thursday. And by Saturday, he was in bed, and he didn't get out of bed till Monday night.
Ooh.
So we were freaked out. But he was – the trainers for the USA Volleyball program are amazing, and they were doing all sorts of things. I drove him down to practice the other day so he could see the doctor. And this morning he actually was able to he's been doing all these things, so many things that they tell you to do. I had no idea that you can't stay in a dark room. You need to get up every 20 minutes and go down and interact and talk to people and walk outside and get light and then go back and lay down, because you can't just shut it all off. You have to kind of reequate what's happening. It's just unbelievable. All these special vitamins he had to take, certain foods he had to eat. I mean, this is amazing. And he is doing so much better. So he went down to practice, certainly not to play, but to go down and interact and have them check him again. And so, yeah, it may be a couple weeks, but this is the first time we've ever dealt with this. Having three kids that played in college, we're just lucky their sports weren't ones that are, you know, known for having the concussion problems, although my son being a pitcher, oh my gosh, he could have easily had something happen. So knock on wood, but it's been very challenging. And as a parent, it's, you know, oh my gosh, my heart has jumped in and out of my chest 100 times in the last week.
Isn't it amazing? So, it's amazing how when something like that happens, you just clear the decks and you focus on what you need to do. I know. And, you know, that's the luxury of being able to sort of be near your kids and your family and help each other out. So, well, good for you. We'll send him good thoughts and
thank you.
Hopefully, he will.
He'll be fine. So today's show is an interesting one.
Okay.
It's kind of a product of a lot of things that, I mean, we all know how important social media is to share our art. I think for a lot of people, it's the number one way that they share their art. And Instagram is certainly a big part of that. And a lot of things, new information has come out about some things about Instagram. there's a real new big feature on Instagram that was released yesterday. And so today's show just seemed like the perfect time to kind of talk about what's happening, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all learn more. You know, today on my Instagram, Margaret, I don't know if you read my post, but
I did.
I'm one of those people who I'm not really afraid to share what I really think. And today's post was all about what I call the elephant in the room. And it's the fact that a lot of us are collaborating with brands and getting either free product and or free product and money to basically advertise their brands on our Instagram feeds and or blogs. And it was kind of just a way to say, hey, guys, this is an important part for a lot of bloggers, for some of us who are now doing it full time, which I can't believe. If you would have told me a year ago I would be doing this full time, I would have thought you were crazy. But it's just a very honest, straightforward kind of story of why I do it and how I do it, and that I hope people will support me. And I have to say, I was terrified to post this, but I really wanted to, because that's how I am. And I think it's really important for me and other bloggers, because here's the problem. Every time I do an ad, and I'm going to call it an ad, I feel guilty. I feel like I want to pretend it's not an ad, even though it really is an ad and everyone knows it's an ad, but I don't want to say it's an ad. So hence, that's why this is the elephant in the room. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I only share products that I like. I'm not going to share something that doesn't fit with my brand. And I just think it's important, because as all of our listeners get more followers on their feeds, these opportunities will come for everybody. And it's an amazing way to support and help fund your style of living. So I don't know. It was good. And you can go over to my 100-year-old home on my blog or on my Instagram and read it if you want. But it's all from the heart, if that helps.
I think it does help. I think that makes – actually, that is what makes the difference, is when someone says, I wouldn't, as you stated in it this morning, your blog, you said, I wouldn't take an endorsement from a product that I didn't use or believe in. I mean, that's the whole point. I've had people say to me, well, I don't get it. Why would any company care about, let's just say some paint company maybe that you have used and mentioned. Like, why, where's the benefit? And I think it's so clear to me, who among us is still getting magazines delivered the way we did 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to do some light reading, right, I will go on online and I will go, I mean, honestly, flip through Instagram and look at interesting things.
Yeah.
And it's a source. It is a valuable source for people who are trying to figure out how to, and then you can fill in the blank, how to get that effect in your painting, how to find the light fixtures that they saw in Leslie's dining room, how to, I mean, there's a million things. And, you know, the beauty of social media and, you know, the internet age is that we can get those answers right away. We no longer have to wait. And I think that's a convenience. And I think you shouldn't feel guilty because in many cases, it's a service.
You know,
and
I don't.
I am tired.
I don't anymore I kind of put this together and I thought, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. And also, do you remember when I did the post? Maybe not. You might not have seen it. Where it was this really cool tool and you could take a picture of your house and then you could click on a paint color and it changed the paint. Change the walls of your house to that paint color so you could see what it was like.
Yeah.
That was like the most exciting collaboration early on that I ever did because it was free and I just thought, this is the coolest thing. How amazing is this? And so I feel that way a lot of times that, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. So anyway, it's just an interesting kind of growth and it's a big trend I think that we're all seeing with Instagram. So
absolutely.
And hopefully people will now, when they see an ad like that, they may read it and like it and comment because that is how we get more ads is when they do well.
Yeah.
So, and I think in the past people have kind of ignored them. So.
You mean ignored the comments or the likes?
No, they
people
just don't. They just
don't
like, oh, it's an ad. And they would like not do anything. But I'm hoping now once someone's read my post, they may go, oh, I know why she's doing this. Yeah, let's help her. This is a good product. I'll like it and comment.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's fine, but I just wanted to kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Instagram a couple of weeks ago finally got a group of reporters together to kind of talk about a lot of the things that they've never talked about. So the big elephant in their room is the algorithm. And for some of you that may not be aware, Instagram used to be such that when you, whatever you saw on your feed was based on what was new. So the newest post came through and that's what you saw. A couple of years ago, they changed and created an algorithm and they switched it in 2016. And a lot of people feel like they're not seeing what they used to see or that their feeds are not being seen because of the algorithm. And Instagram is saying that because of the algorithm, you're now seeing 90% of your friends' posts, which I think is really interesting. But the most important thing they mentioned in this press conference is that there's three main factors that determine who gets to see your feed and how many people. And the first one is interest. And that's how much Instagram thinks you'll care about a post with higher ranking for what matters to you. And that's all based on previous clicks, you know, what you've done in the past. So this algorithm tries to say, oh, I think this post is going to be relevant, so we're going to show it to you on your feed, which is kind of interesting.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Another thing is recency. So it's how recently the post was shared with prioritization for timely posts over week-old ones. So obviously there is something about a newer post is going to be shown more. And then the next thing is relationship, and it's how close are you to the person who shared it. So if you interact with people, there's a likelihood that it would be more the case that you would actually see their post. And that means if you've liked them or tagged them or whatever. So Instagram also considers frequency with which you open Instagram and the number of people you follow and how long you generally spend in the app. What that means is if you post and you want people to see your art, if you're on Instagram a lot, it's more likely that your post will be seen, which is unfortunate because I think we all probably spend too much time on Instagram as it is.
Interesting, yeah. So I was just thinking, how can anybody spend more time than I do?
Yeah. So it's important to know what factors go into determining. So if you spend time on Instagram and people make comments and you comment back, you're increasing the likelihood that that person is going to see your post down the road. Okay?
Yep.
That's really those are the important things to think in your mind when you're actually deciding how you want to spend time on social media, because it is a huge time suck, unfortunately. Instagram did say they're not bringing back the old chronological way of seeing posts. That's not happening. And there is some truth that I think this is working, but the algorithm gets blamed for everything. So I'm in all these groups with other bloggers, and I always hear, no one's liking my posts, no one. And yes, I know it's the algorithm, but most of the time, it's something else. Mm-hmm. And there's so many rumors, so many things out there, but it's important to know that what you do helps kind of determine all that. So Instagram doesn't mark you down for posting too frequently, but one thing you need to know, if you like stories is very, very popular, and there's some people who post on stories all the time. If you oversaturate, mm-hmm. people might unfollow you. I mean, if you're coming up, you know, if you have stories that go on and on and on and on, they're going to swipe through. People who weren't normally seeing you may see you and may leave you.
That's true.
So it's kind of a fine balance. The whole thing is about being real and being sincere, and don't post just to post. You know, post if you have something, I don't know, to say, a new piece of art.
Yeah, something interesting.
Think about it. Okay, so I'm going to post this today. Is that something that I would, if someone else posted that, would I want to know and see it? I mean, sometimes people get on, they're like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't get on Instagram, so I'm here now. I'm like, and? that sounds terrible.
Isn't this great?
I know.
No, I think that's terrific. Because
the best,
that's how I am.
In what way?
Too often, boom. If I have somebody who's like on all the time or they're mm-hmm. posting those super long stories, I just go right by them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, fortunately, you can go right by without necessarily unfollowing them, which I like. But I think it's really important just to be a little, just to have your own kind of filter, your reality filter.
Hey, sport. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's barking at the trash man. Okay, the best thing about the algorithm is the fact that if you really work at it, it totally works. So when I post a really good picture, and I know when pictures are really good, and I know when they're like kind of okay, but when I post a really good picture and I get a lot of likes and I start getting a lot of comments, I immediately go on and comment back because I want to interact with these people, but also I know it'll help my post to show up in that search page where it'll show someone who's maybe not following me, or it'll pop up on someone's feed because it's doing well, if you will. And the whole thing just kind of skyrockets. And that's really fun to me because you get a chance to kind of really interact with other people. And I don't know, I think that's what this whole thing is about, right? I hope.
Absolutely. I think it's great. I love this.
Yeah. So it's really important that you just be genuine and that you post frequently and that you remember that there's a reason why you're on here and don't just overpopulate, because I think that can hurt you more than help you, which is important.
Mm.
So let's talk about the Instagram shadow ban. We've had a lot of people say, can you address the shadow ban? Now, I have to tell you, I have been skeptical about this forever. And it started, there was some photographer who figured out that his posts weren't being shown on people's feeds, and he claimed and coined the phrase shadow ban and said that Instagram is shadow banning people. And there was this little tool that someone came up with that you could type your feed in and it would tell you if your post had been shadow banned. So Instagram, quote, said, shadow banning is not a real thing. And Instagram says it doesn't hide people's content for posting too many hashtags or taking other actions. Shadow banning is just, I think, a perceived feeling of the algorithm when your feed's not doing well. So it never made sense to me that they would intentionally shadow ban someone. Now, if you do something wrong, yes, you can get in big trouble and your feed could not be seen. If you start buying likes, or if you get hooked up with bots, which are like, I don't even know what they are, but they're kind of like computerized activity that kind of makes your account super popular. If you start doing things like
that,
then you can end up in deep trouble. And don't ever, ever be tempted. Because, for example, I see accounts that have over 100,000 followers, which is great. And they'll do a post, and they'll have like 1,000 likes, but they'll have like 20,000 comments. Okay, that doesn't make sense. It absolutely just doesn't make sense. So you kind of know something's fishy and something's up. And I know that Instagram checks that. So you have to be really careful. You don't want to do that because you don't want to get in trouble. Also, if you do that and you end up collaborating with a brand and you don't get that kind of response, their expectation is way, way high, and they're going to be very disappointed.
Oh.
And you're messing it up for yourself down the road.
And
if you don't have genuine followers, you don't have a lot of engagement, and that'll kill you when you work with brands. Because they have an expectation at a certain level of what's going to happen. And if you're way low on that, there's a likelihood that you'll only get to work with them once. So it's a very it's a business. It really is. And if you don't care about working with other brands, that's fine. But just be real and don't get caught up in – I mean, I get – you know, private messages all the time, want to grow your Instagram account, and I just decline. I would never even interact with them because it's just not worth the risk.
It's
can you imagine,
isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is. So
no.
according to Instagram, shadow banning does not exist, but there are things that can happen with the algorithm, and and it's tough. It's tough. I just had a friend who for the first time put a picture of her face on her home decor account, and she talked about herself. She lost 200 followers. Is that like the saddest thing?
No kidding.
I know.
Because they didn't want to hear about her.
I guess. I'm like, that is so harsh. It just broke my heart when she said that. I can't even believe it. So it's a really weird, really weird game, and you kind of have to play it, but I don't know. I'm not trying to discourage people from doing Instagram. I'm just saying don't get caught up in the rumors and everything else.
Right. And in fact, if you think about it, Instagram is trying to protect everyone when they do things like
they are.
Discourage using, you know, bots programs to get you likes. And I mean, that's just kind of keeping it all fair and transparent.
Right.
I love Jenna Kutcher. I don't know if you've seen her, but she's huge on Instagram. You know, she's kind of one of those people that you just can't help but like. She mixes a lot of personal anecdotes with her business, and then she also has developed like a little empire in helping entrepreneurs with their social marketing. And for a while there, she had a few sponsored ad placements on her podcast. And then she made this big announcement that she was returning to her original intent and she wasn't going to accept sponsorship from anyone. Well, she did that for about 4, maybe 6 months. And then she came back and said, you know what? I forgot that at the end of the day, this is a business. And I do have a few sponsors whom I continue to use, and I really, really love their product, and I'm going back. And I have to say I felt relieved because I thought, it's great to think you can be a purist, but at the end of the day, everyone is doing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And why not share the good? I think that's the biggest endorsement for any product. If you have someone who's using a product, explaining why it works, and, you know, they're doing it from the point of view of helping everyone else discover it, that's the best endorsement you can get. So
mm-hmm.
I take those seriously, and I think I'm trusting Instagram to weed out some of the bogus ones for me.
Yeah.
Keep it all genuine.
And I completely agree. And share what you love to share. And if you love to share your art, which I hope we all do, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And your people will find you, and you will find your people. I can promise you that. Okay, so let's talk about the hottest, newest, exciting thing that Instagram announced yesterday. It's IGTV. Instagram
TV. I believe I've
TV.
You
Have
know,
you seen
Leslie,
it?
I'm just going to say, I went and looked at yours, and I thought, what is she doing? Because it was the first time I had seen it.
As soon as they announced it and I saw this little TV thing on my feet, I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So there's because, you know, Facebook owns Instagram, soared yesterday.
Yeah.
Sadly, YouTube did not. And everyone's like, uh-oh. So I think this is really interesting because they have announced this, and it is a new way to share what you're doing in a long video format, not a 16-second clip, which you can do on stories.
Yeah.
You can have your own channel. You can it may have gone just live on iOS and not yet on other platforms. I'm not sure, so I know that's why I saw it yesterday on my iPhone. But it's basically a way to do YouTube integrated with Instagram. And what's kind of interesting about this is Instagram announced it when they said, we just hit 1 billion followers.
Oh my God. Holy.
And the other thing is, it's done in vertical format. So it's done the way you hold your phone, which you never see that ever in video.
Oh, you don't have to turn.
No, you don't.
That's clever.
And so there's going to be a separate app for it that you can use, which I'm sure is available now. But you can also just use it within Instagram. So you got. Mm-hmm. This is so important because, you guys, this is now when you film demos and whatnot, this is where it can go. And jump on the bandwagon now. Don't wait forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just such a cool way that if you have a lot of video banked, which most of us do, use a video program and just maybe think about doing a little bit of editing. And I would suggest you can use iMovie on your phone, but there's another app I was playing with last night called Video Leap, VideoLeap. That's really easy, and you can add music, and you can add words, and you can just kind of upgrade it a little bit and make it feel like,
Yeah. All right. So you posted one this morning, which I watched, and did you have the opportunity to edit that before you posted it? Like, did you take it, you know, did you take your film outside and then sort of sit down and clean it up before you posted it? Or did you just post it
Well, you
raw?
Don't, you don't, you don't film, I didn't film it in Instagram. I filmed it on my phone and my camera under video.
Okay.
So
then you post it to your Instagram channel.
Yes. So what you would do is you would film it on your phone, in video.
Gotcha.
And then you can put it into one of these programs like Video Leap or iMovie, and you can edit it if you want.
I see.
And then you just upload it.
For.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But don't overkill. But it's just such a great way if you've got some of those videos that you can put in. And It's kind of going to be rolling out. And I think you have to, your Instagram, and you're going to be able to get, let me see, I think you have to update your app, of course. Mine just happens automatically. I know you're shocked. And there used to be on Instagram a 60-second limit on videos, and now it's raised to 60 minutes. Minutes! Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Now, they suggest you don't go more than 10 because, hello, you know, how many people are going to watch a 60-minute video? People aren't used to it right now. And there's a minimum. The minimum is 15 seconds. So it's just – they're just kind of hoping that this will become the new – I think Snapchat, although I've never used Snapchat, has a form like this, but this is the kind of the new YouTube thing. And it's just really, really cool. Now – there's no ads right now, but I think we could all bet that that is coming.
Oh, for sure. And
yeah.
I would think the question would be if you have a really great video on your or your channel's really popular, there's got to be some,
Oh, sure.
Some availability. There's money to be made. Yes.
But let me tell you, let's say you have a whole bunch of videos on your computer. And you are like, oh, man, they're not on my phone. Okay, right now you can only upload content from a mobile device, but now you can post this from a desktop computer too. How amazing is that? Yeah.
I'm just thinking of all the tutorials people could
do. Oh, I know.
You know, you could post a free class sort of as an intro, and if you want the rest of the content, sign up here. Yeah.
And I believe you can add links so that you can still do the swipe up. Now, I don't know if that's affected of whether or not you have 10,000 followers, so someone needs to check that out and let me know.
Wow.
Because now, if that means you can have the swipe up without having 10,000 followers, how cool is that? That's something that everybody wants.
Yes,
and so for Instagram, what does this mean? Well, okay, duh, full-length videos means users will stay in the app longer.
Yep.
And it's just that we all get versatility and kind of freedom for making videos. And I'm sure everybody knows that videos are now the hottest thing that's happening in social media. And it's kind of a pretty cool way to share what you're doing. And I would say get on this right now. Don't wait. Don't do it when it's totally saturated and it's not worth watching and, you know, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And when – here's the other thing. When I open my Instagram, the people I follow, I'm going to get a notice that those videos are up. So right now, when there aren't very many IGTV videos, perfect time. So.
It sounds a lot like HGTV, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. No,
a
ton.
IGTV.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it's going to replace television.
Yeah.
I just was reading teenagers don't watch TV anymore, which, of course, if I think about it, mine hardly did. I can't imagine what it's like, 6 years later. But if teenagers are looking at their phone, my gosh, what a market.
Yeah.
This will be
enormous. I know.
Yeah.
It is so smart. So smart. So I think it's really cool. And I'm kind of excited about this, and I think it's really, I think it's really exciting. So, yeah, it's good. Okay, the next thing, I don't know if you know this, but you can now share things from your feed to other places on Instagram, primarily Instagram stories. So, if you go to a post you did today, or any post that you have, there's those three little things on that post. There's the heart, the talk box, and the little arrow.
Yep.
And you used to be able to send this kind of privately to people if you wanted to share it. But if you now press that little arrow, at the very top it says add post to your story.
Oh,
so you
no
can now
kidding.
Share
That's easy.
You can now share your own Instagram post straight to your story. And if you press the arrow, what comes up is kind of a picture of your feed. You can add text to it, and you don't swipe up anymore. You just tap it, and it takes you from stories to your Instagram, to that Instagram post.
Oh, from stories to down to the post.
Right.
Okay.
Because now what's happening,
the other way.
There are so many people that are on stories and not on the Instagram feeds. So now you can send someone from stories very easily to your feed.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that cool?
That's really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you have to worry about boring someone because they're going to see the same image twice?
No.
I mean,
not at all. No, because remember how many people don't see your Instagram? Like 98% of whoever's following you probably. And that's the thing.
God.
Like people say, oh, I could never share a photo twice. I'm like, of course you can. So many people probably never saw the first one. And for those who didn't, there's brand recognition. Yeah, I think a lot of people forget that. And it's really, really important to know that that's a great tool that you can use. And what it's doing, it's making my life easier. And that's what I love about that feature.
Boy, I would love to just, yeah. All right, so we're going to all look at IGTV. We're going to all be okay with posting an image, reposting something we posted ages ago, if it fits the criteria, if it's a really good image. And you know, you said something earlier, Leslie, that I just wanted to go back to. When you said, you know, when you post a good image and you always know when it's a good image, I thought to myself, gosh, that's true. I could put one up there and think this one's going to be really hot. And like I will intentionally start, you know, I'll go away but I'll come back sooner because I know it's something that people will either like or they'll feel compelled to comment on. So it is true. We all know the really good ones, and you can always just look and see how much engagement you've gotten in the past.
So true.
To see if it might do well again. Yeah.
Oh, completely.
Okay.
And that to me is a huge wake-up call that if you don't have a great photo to share, share one that you already shared that was great. Maybe not like last week, but maybe 6 months ago or last year. Because that you know it's going to do well. And think of how many more followers you have now and how few people saw it, let alone remember it. Don't be shy about sharing. And don't feel like you have to say, I shared this last year. Don't. Who cares if you painted a painting a year ago? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. So there's just a lot going on. Okay, the last thing is, and this is coming.
Yeah.
It hasn't actually started working, but do you use direct messaging a lot in Instagram? Those little private conversations?
I wouldn't say I use it a lot, but I definitely use it.
Okay.
I use
because
it
that is
something I want one person to see, not the world. Yeah.
Of course. It's like texting. It's like texting within Instagram. But you can text with the group.
Exactly.
And that's what I highly recommend, that you direct message in a group, because we've talked about this so many times, but those private groups, you can have a share group where every week the person in your share group shares another one of the people in that group, and it's a great way to just get a lot of recognition, and that's by far the best way I've grown my account, hands down. And if you're not in one of those, start one today. You can have a likes only group where all you do is that little feature I was just explaining, how you could share one of your posts to your stories. You can also share it to this private DM group. So every time in this like group that I'm in, every time each of us has a new post, we share it to that group, and within that group, the person just has to tap on it, like it, and that's it. That's all they have to do. And it just gets people to like what you're doing, and it just feels good because you know you're at least going to have 10 likes. And it's very, and it's a win-win for everybody. Total win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
So
that's
what's
great
coming within the DM groups is video chats, if you can believe it. So soon you're going to be able to video chat with your friends. And I think this, if you have a mentor group, oh man, you guys should have an amazing DM, because it's just a place when you're on Instagram where you can all talk and when things happen. And I mean, I went into a couple of the groups this morning and shared my posts, and I said, hey, guys, I'd love to know what you think about this post because it's kind of out there, and it makes me a little nervous, and I don't know what people are going to think. And everyone was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going over there right now to check it out. And so it's just a great place. And if you want to have a video chat, you're going to be able to do that soon, which I think takes Instagram from this non-personal thing that happens in your phone to real people and real people that you get to talk to and interact with. And how can that be a bad thing?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I think IGTV is going to do this. I want to say HGTV every time. I think IGTV is, and I'm going to, I'm sure, accidentally, is another way to do that. It's another way to take that hiding behind your Instagram feed and bringing you out to being more of a real person. And I think people really like that, and that's what we want.
Well, there's no question that it helps if you're trying to present yourself as a brand or, you know, the artist you are. It helps if people get to know you. We've said it over and over. People love to buy art from someone they know or someone they feel
mm-hmm.
some sort of a connection
yeah.
with. And to be able to see you, unbelievable.
Let's say you don't want to be on camera. If they can see your studio, if they can see when you're painting plein air and you can talk and share, that is just as good. It doesn't matter. Totally fine.
I do want to say, I think people need to get over the shy thing, only because it's so wonderful to be able to see the artist. And, you know, I just think, dress all in black, make yourself really, you know, just
and there's
do
filters.
What you want.
You can use filters
can
and make your teeth look whiter and all. It's hysterical. I never think to use those, but I'm rarely.
Far out.
Yeah.
But it's
funny.
It's really fun to be able to
but
see
I,
an
But I don't want
to.
There are a lot of people that are just too shy, and so I don't want you not to do it if you're too shy. That's my point of bringing that up.
That's a good idea. And I need to say, you're all beautiful. Just do it. We all have to. We judge ourselves too harshly. Just do it because it would be so much fun to mm-hmm. see. You know, it is that wonderful surprise. It's like when people who met us for the first time, they all know what you look like. But when you did the boot camp on Cape Cod, no one really mm-hmm. knew I was going to be there. And there I was. And they were like, they'd hear me talk and they'd turn and they'd go, oh, you're Margaret. And they'd say, oh, I didn't think you, I thought you would look different. I thought you would, you know, and it's sort of like, oh, just answer the question. Here's what we all look like.
There's so many people that when they first meet me, they keep staring at me like, okay, I know your voice so well, but I don't know your face. And it's weird to hear that voice coming out of the person. I thought you were going to be like short with dark hair. And I'm like, stop it.
Exactly. But you see, this will end all of that. And,
and
there is a human curiosity about mm-hmm. just sort of seeing who's talking to you. So I think this will be really fun. And I think my resolve, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I'm going to do something to actively set up a couple of these share groups with some artists because I think it could be fun. And, you know, for the millionth time, I will say we all work in isolation and any way we can get social contact in.
Yeah.
It's so valuable. You could show mm-hmm. someone the painting you're working on. You could show your group and say, how should I frame this? What's wrong with this one? What do you like about it? Oh, my gosh, this is going to be fun.
I agree 1,000%.
All right.
And I wonder where it
will go.
You know,
where will we be in 10
years? What's going to surprise you is the fact that you are it's going to be so much more active than any other group you've had because you realize how often people are on Instagram. You know what I mean?
That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like texting someone. It's that current. So, anyway, just saying.
Very exciting.
It's all good. Well, I've certainly talked enough, but as you know, I'm very passionate about this. And
this is your thing. And, we all learn from it. So it's great. And I think, it's going to be fun to see how this evolves. We are such an interesting place in terms of the world. Not all of it's good. As soon as I said that, it made me sad. I've had a rough time with the news this week. I'm sure everyone out there has. It's mm-hmm. been difficult figuring out who we are. But to be able to focus on the good things and some really positive changes, Leslie, I am going to subscribe to your IGTV station. and be watching.
I need to post something, though.
Exactly. You better get posting.
I know.
This is fun. All right.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, thank you so much. Once again, you've illuminated us. And, go Insta.
Lots going on. So true. All right, my dear. Thank you. Have a fabulous week.
All right. Well, you too.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.